Imagine that you're a nursery grower. You have already planned your entire propagation for the growing season out, and then something happens, like it usually does. And the crepe myrtles that you plan to propagate in the spring are actually going to need to be propagated either in the winter or a year from now. So let's say you decide you want to propagate them in the winter. Do you know if the auxins that you plan to use in the spring are going to be able to be used in the winter as well? Well, when you're faced with situations like this, understanding your best propagation practices are going to help you have easy propagation. Now, when I say easy propagation, I don't mean you're about to get 100% rooting on even your most difficult plants. I'm not that good. You are going to have the knowledge and understanding of the plants that you're growing best propagation practices. So when situations like, say, a busted water line happen and things need to be shifted, you can react easily. At Mississippi State University, we have 6 crepe myrtle cultivars that we're currently looking at under different propagation techniques. We're looking at hardwood, softwood, and semi-hardwood cuttings under different auxin formulation and concentrations. We plan to use this data to essentially make cliff notes for growers so that they have a how-to plant each of these cultivars so that they have no questions and can put them anywhere in their crop rotation that they see fit. So by understanding the benefits of the best propagation practices, you'll be able to reduce the time spent on your plant production. So if you know you have plants that need dip and grow at 500 parts per million, you can plan to propagate all of those plants together so you make one batch of auxin rather than several throughout the year. You're also going to eliminate your guesswork because you'll know if you need supplemental fertilization during the propagation time or if you're going to need to have any type of wounding. You can plan for that. You can have all the supplies ready to go. And finally, you'll be able to propagate your plant when they are most efficient for you, most productive for you, and most economic for you, the grower. So I'm going to ask you one more time. Imagine that you're a nursery grower and something happened. Because you know the best propagation practices for the plants you're growing, you will be able to handle that situation easily. Thank you.